Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What I'd like to say before we start this week of radio for ourselves is, if Seth is still listening, at any point, if that news breaks and you would like to talk about it.
Yeah.
Free reign.
Yeah.
Free
reign.
Can
I get back on?
Yeah, just pop right back on.
Yeah.
I'm here. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Excellent.
What do you got, Seth?
Oh, all right. I heard my name and I was like, oh, you guys want to talk? I'll talk. What's that? But then I heard what you said. Yes. If Nick Chubb, I can come on at any point during this show. My schedule is open.
Yeah. We know you have nothing else to do with your life. Certainly.
And if you also, at any other point, if you want to hear the story about the birthday party I went to this weekend, I can tell you that too.
Oh, well, now we have to.
I'm very intrigued by that. I'm not going to lie.
I'll see you guys later after Casario chooses to give you the breaking news.
That's right. That's right. I appreciate you for that. But, yeah, no, we're on watch. We are on watch. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. There, when you put it like that, Sean Pendergast, as he is furiously putting his stuff away to, like, go and, you know, speak to the masses, because that's the type of person that he is, he made sure to point out the dichotomy that is Sean Pendergast in full-collared shirt. He says, you're on Chubb watch.
Some of us are always on Chubb watch.
Yeah, and there it is. There it is. That is John Lopez, the OG. I'm Reginald Attitude, the Figgy Fig, getting you going on a Monday. And you here via the text line 713-572-4610 and the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live stream. Both hey. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch.
Had to wake her up on a Monday.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But yeah, we are on Nick Chubb watch as yesterday. It got things got really real, real fast. And it began early Sunday with Jeremy Fowler giving us this level of insight that involves the Texans, if you don't mind here, Fig, which I realize that I set you up. Improperly.
You set me up to fail, man.
I'm sorry. But I immediately took responsibility.
I got it, though.
Culpability. This is Jeremy Fowler.
Nick Chubb, free agent, one of the top free agent names still out there. I was told that he's hoping to sign here soon, and maybe he gets something done before a minicamp, gets into a team, four-time Pro Bowler. The return to Cleveland's not totally off the table from what I'm told, but probably unlikely because of their draft plans. They drafted multiple running backs. I'm told Houston could be one to watch here. They've been looking at that running back market, maybe adding some with Joe Mixon.
Wow.
Not just one to watch.
That's wow.
The one to watch is, you started with that on early Sunday, and it just kept going to the point where we got confirmation that he'll be in the building today for a level of workout. Mm-hmm. And
if the physical go right.
And that is what the reporting has been, Figgy. If the physical goes right, you could have a whole nother running back on this Texas team. Do you like it? Are you good? You in on the Nick Chubb experience here for the Texans this year?
Not to avoid the question, but this is where...
But you're going to avoid
the question.
I'm about to avoid the question.
It's Monday, baby.
Stand on that fence.
But I think you guys are in the same boat, if I can speak for you without even knowing what you're thinking.
You can't, but okay.
This is where you kind of become somewhat existential. What does it mean? what does it mean? That was the first thing that popped into my head.
Are you making him Schrodinger's Nick Chubb?
Yeah. It's like, what does it all mean? Who are we? Like, really, who are we?
What is existence?
You have to be someone, because You can interpret this however you want. However you, I think he's healthy. How do you know that? They're pending an exam today.
Yeah, that's what the physical is there for.
Yeah. Oh, he could be great for this room. Maybe he's going to be the two in the 1-2 punch. How do you know that? Maybe he's just going to be insurance. How do you know that? Maybe they're kicking the tires. How do you know that? There are so many questions about Nick Chubb until we see him on the field. Now, a big thing is going to be if he passes that physical to the tech, because you know they're going to go. They're going to go deep in, you know, on what he, you know, what he's got. That wasn't me. That was you.
What?
That was you.
What are you talking about?
Figgy, you saw that
look. What happened?
You saw that look.
What, I can't look now?
Yeah, not like that. Not like that.
All right. Okay. I didn't even say the things. I just.
Yeah, okay. You just get. Sometimes
I thought that was restraint.
That was.
All I gave was a quick side eye to Fig. That's all
it
was.
But we are on YouTube.
All right.
Yeah, but we are okay. On YouTube. Seriously, like it's going to be a very, very much a deep dive into his health.
All right, so.
We'll put it that way.
Do we want to ask the questions then?
Like, what does it mean?
Let's go. What does it mean is really an interesting one, because I think. We're trying to figure out what this run game is looking like. I mean, we've gotten little hints, and I think I started coming around pretty strong to the idea that there's going to be at least, if not entirely, at least a significant amount of like a more of a gap scheme based approach running back wise, especially or running wise, especially when you look at the size of the lineman that this team has and the ways in which last year when, you know, with the reporting or that, you know, the scuttlebutt that we had that, you know, kind of guys kind of got to Bobby a little later to try and mix things up to where we saw in the later weeks of the season, more gap principles. Part of the reasons why Damian Pierce had a fantastic game at the end of the season and everything. Like, it feels like that fits more with what this offensive line seems to be made up as. And if you are to trust Nick Caley, which I think you should at the very least, what he's saying up front. They're going to try and, you know, suit or tailor rather the offense to what these guys can do, which would seem, hey, more of those gap scheme type things running the football. That feels like something that, you know, Nick Chubb could flourish in. However, I think that felt like something that Damian Pierce could flourish in.
Exactly.
And it does make me wonder, like, what do they have? Have they reached a point where they have some level of questions and concerns about Damian Pierce?
What does it mean? I keep going back to could Damian Pierce be on the trade block?
I mean, assuming that Nick Chubb is signed, because there's still a lot of questions. Does he pass this physical, right? I guess the money is probably less of a thing, especially with if you are to believe Diana Rossini, who covers this league very well for The Athletic, saying that, you know, there are other teams that have had more, I guess, robust offers out there on the table. So, I mean, if he was to sign here, I can't imagine that it's about the money or what have you, right? More incentive laden contract, all that. We can circle back around to that. But, yeah, I mean, it feels like that would absolutely be an opportunity to then send Damian Pierce, a dude who I imagine teams around the league saw. I mean, you saw the rookie year.
Yeah.
We're not too far removed from that. You've seen that in a certain scheme fit that he could still produce in that. Like, maybe there'd be somebody that would want those services, and I can easily see that. It would have to be. That would have to be on the table because you just drafted Woody Marks, right? You have another – I mean, depending on how much you think they still like Dare Ogunbowale for what they're doing – like, that's a 5-man running back room, and you just there's no way.
Yeah,
there's no way you could roster that. I don't even know if there's ways that you can maybe make this so that you could, you know, stash a couple of those guys on a practice squad. Like, you would have to make some serious decisions, and he would be the odd man out because it's not like you're getting rid of no Joe Mixon.
Right, and could it mean back to that point? You know, he's sort of a Trent Brown type running back as Trent Brown is to the offensive line. Maybe we get something out of him, but even if we don't, veteran. Been around, Woody Marks is on this team, you know, certainly could be a fallback plan, that type stuff. So, again, it's a total cop-out from what you originally asked, but I don't think there's anything but a total cop-out until you find out some of these questions.
Yeah, and I mean, we can keep asking those as we go here from the 409 on the text line. Again, get involved, 713-572-4610. Are you OG, are you saying CJ not throwing and now looking for a new running back is a sign of trouble? Question mark?
Well, I don't know
upwards
about that.
Upwards inflection?
I don't know about that.
Okay, so you're not willing to go there. But, I mean, I guess if
they're going to be running the ball 40 times a game.
Look, if you do end up signing Nick Chubb and assuming best case scenario, which I think we have to play the other side of this of what is possibly worst case scenario. Shout out to B. Scott for asking that question on Twitter earlier today. But like best case scenario, if you get a Nick Chubb that is able to be like third down back, able to give you some more of that power that obviously Joe Mixon has to some degree, but then also it's just Nick Chubb, at least historically, has had a greater degree of that.
Yeah.
Does it not feel like you are leaning yourself into being even more of what you would think is a defensive head coach's dream, which is run the damn ball and being able to do that consistently? And how would that then play and mesh with the CJ Stroud that we were kind of anticipating being really on top of all of the things that's happening and maybe having more leeway to throw the ball more?
Well,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, I think they're going to run the ball a lot, maybe a lot more than we've even seen. So that's definitely a possibility. Could it be that, you kind of alluded to this, they feel pretty good about Woody Marks? And that's, you know, hence Damian Pierce might be expendable, and you have the veteran back there and see what he has. And by the way, you do have to realize, you know, what his injury was. It was bad. Like in 2023,
which one?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, there's
the 2023 one was the worst.
It was a blowout.
And we saw that on live television,
yeah.
Too.
MCL, ACL,
meniscus as well.
As well. And then he had a foot thing last year.
Yes, so, broke his foot.
Yeah.
At one point last year as well. That was what ended his season early.
Eight games, I think three touchdowns, 300 and something yards, if memory serves. But you know, maybe they feel like if he passes, they've seen enough. If he passes their physical, you know, then all things are good. So it's long story short, I like kicking the tires. I like the crapshoot aspect of this because you might pan gold, and even if you don't, I think you're in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, I think this is where we bring up the question that I think B. Scott asked on Twitter. Of course, we'll talk to B. Scott tomorrow, as we often do on Tuesdays. But what's the worst-case scenario in this?
Really, the worst-case scenario doesn't hurt you. Worst-case scenario is he ain't it. It's not there.
Find that out in camp, probably.
And you find that out in camp, and you're back where you belong. You can have five running backs in camp.
Especially if you do this in such a way where your contract situation with him is incentive laden. You're not out too much. You probably don't. I mean, you've got salary cap to play with right now.
Yeah.
And if you do not, you know, if you operate in such a place, you're not going to have a lot of dead money, I'm certain. I think it feels like maybe the absolute worst case scenario is that you do commit to him and then it ends up not necessarily working as well after you've traded one of these other running backs that you have depth wise. In your running back room, like maybe Damian Pierce goes somewhere and then he's really productive and you go, oh man, that's tough, right? And he's, you know, Nick Chubb, or maybe he performs and then he gets hurt again in a way that feels like it's, you know, falls in line with an injury prone nature or whatever. And that feels like relatively small, all things considered, because you still have your level of Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
You still have Woody Marks, who is a young running back. So at the very least, even if you're running with that tandem, I think I feel good about it. The thing for me, though, is I don't know that there's high risk. I also don't know that there's actually high reward here.
Well, I think there could be. I mean, if he's 100% healthy, what is he, 29? You know, that's on the brink.
What kind of 29 we talk about here with the running back?
He got bad wheels.
Like,
had bad wheels.
He could be a Derrick Henry 29.
Yeah. I sincerely don't think so, especially because one of the things that one of the kind of mysteries of Derrick Henry, you that big, that strong, that many yards, and you ain't had taken really that many injuries with Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Can't really say that with Nick Chubb. And, of course, I hate to be the dude who's dinging a dude for having injuries.
It was only the last two years, though, man. He was going strong before that injury against Pittsburgh.
But it was those 2 years. No, that's a valid point. But I think you're right. You know, if worst case scenario is Damian Pierce, you move on from him, he does pretty good somewhere, and ultimately those injuries catch up to Nick Chubb if he's in your rotation. But there is this, you know, whether it's Woody Marks or and some combination of Woody Marks and Nick Chubb or whomever, Joe Mixon is still going to be carrying. This is basically the give Joe Mixon a break type running back, you know, at least going into the season. You know?
Yeah. Now, one of the things I wanted to bring up in somewhat because I talked about, like, I don't know what necessarily the upside is that high. Looking at the games that he did play last year, like you mentioned, 8 games, had 3 touchdowns. When you're talking about, and here we go, I know that you're going to roll your eyes. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think some of these stats that you start looking at for, you know, to look at in depth of what he was doing, especially if you could try and take out whatever the offensive line was. He was not the Nick Chubb of old. Now, of course, that's somewhat to be expected coming off of a significant injury. How much do you think that he's able to bounce back, you know, another year after that significant injury, but with another significant injury being a foot break? His rush yards over expected were negative. Like, he underperformed what expectation was for his season amount of carries over the season. And on top of that, I saw someone ask, is British Brooks still on the roster? He is. And interestingly enough, it's funny that you bring up his name, because British Brooks, when it comes to yards after contact per attempt, had the same number of yards after contact per attempt for Nick Chubb. So when you talk about, like, maybe big yardage back type guy, I don't know that you're getting more of what, you know, even in that space than what British Brooks could probably give you. Another man who's coming off an injury, but is here and I imagine is likely cheaper or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, again, I acknowledge that this is a guy coming off of a really significant, as you mentioned, knee injury, MCL, ACL, meniscus, all of that in that injury that he was recovering from last season. And then he had another injury that admittedly is a break and is not the same kind of soft tissue, what have you.
Yeah.
But I don't know that, what we had previously seen of Nick Chubb, which was phenomenal, is still there. Is that necessary for this to be a worthwhile selection?
I also feel you need to recognize that last year, well, he was just coming off of that blowout.
Right.
This year, he's 2 years removed, and the foot injury, you have to figure, is one of those, as you mentioned, that's not ligaments and stuff that, and strain on the joint and all that. It was a foot injury. It was a broken foot or whatever it was. I think it was broken.
It was broken.
And can be healed, you know, and you're back to 100%. So now 2 years removed. As Figgy pointed out, it's not that long ago that he was averaging 5 yards a carry. It was a little over 2 years ago.
Yeah, and I think last year, too, the Browns had a really bad offensive line, too. Mm-hmm. Their offensive line wasn't good last year. So that could be something. If he's behind a really good offensive line, maybe that could change. Maybe I'm not saying you're going to get that Pro Bowl Nick Chubb, but maybe you could get a decent Nick Chubb.
Maybe. I just don't know that the high side of this is nearly as large, because one of the things also – expected points added when it comes to this rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty damn low. Like, I mean, along the lines of what Javonte Williams gave in his games running the football. And I mean, it was worse than Ezekiel Elliott even. And that's modern Ezekiel Elliott. And I think Ezekiel Elliott actually could be some level of tell force here, because that was a dude who was a really great running back. But after a couple years, and I imagine that we're getting a little bit of insight on this. John Lopez, do the honors.
Somebody alert Seth Payne. Nick Chubb is signing a 1-year deal with the Texans per rap sheet.
Ian Rappaport, that is.
Ian Rappaport.
It's not just some person named rap sheet.
So we'll keep you up to date on that when it becomes official. But at least one reporter now has him signing with the Texans for 1 year.
All right, so we're going down this path.
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit more about it on the other side?
We can.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. If you didn't catch the OG talking just in that moment, I was about to call Mark Ingram because somebody texted in. He's going to be way better than Mark Ingram. I can tell you that. That's Halston on the YouTube page. Let's hope so, because Nick Chubb, formerly of the Cleveland Browns, has a couple of injuries that he's coming off of. But Nick Chubb is going to sign a 1-year deal with your Houston Texans to make that running back room another man deeper. Let's talk about what are we expecting from this, what are we hoping to see out of this, and let's see if we can get Seth Payne back on the horn. Let's do all that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.